Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Man, we got a packed house in here today. We want to welcome live in studio Coach Chase and the Delmarva Aces 12U Upstate team. Very good. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Follow us at Power 101.7 FM. We're also live on Facebook right now. Coach Chase, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for having us. This is pretty awesome. Got the whole crew here pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely,
this
man.
So neat.
First off, I got to tell you guys how I know Coach Chase. So, Chase, have you been with Aces the entire time we've been there, I think?
Yeah, this is my seventh year now. I started in 2018.
Wow, very good. Well, Bryce, our son started 7U, and then now he's, on DCP 15. But, you were down in Bishopville. Actually, you were in Berlin, with one of the first Delmarva Aces locations with Dave. And I met Coach Chase. He was the equipment / apparel guy. Is that?
That was me.
Is that pretty accurate?
Merchandise director. It was pretty intense.
Well, I met Coach Chase, there, and I would see him going in for lessons. And, he was always up front at the Aces. And anything I needed, Coach Chase was there. Yes. We became buddies, just me coming in all the time with Bryce. And, if I ever needed something with a helmet, something with a shirt size, right, something with, anything. And then it turned into pretty much anything I needed with the Aces.
Oh, boy.
I got Chase's number. Yeah. But every single time, he texts me back right away. It would be no problem at all. It'd be quick. And we became friends off that. And I appreciate you, man. I miss you down there.
Thank you.
Coach Chase. And then you had a couple teams that you were coaching down there. How did your coaching start with the Aces? You had what age group?
So my first year I was with, actually, I had a 12U team, 12U Beach, and that was actually the first year I actually went to Cooperstown, and then I just went this past season, too. I've coached all the way from, I coach all the way from 9U up to 18U now, and this season I now coach the Delmarva Aces 12U Upstate, and then I also coach Delmarva Aces 14U 2029 team.
Wow, very cool. Now, you actually also play baseball yourself.
Yes.
Tell us real quick, your career baseball.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Milford, Delaware, I pretty much played all the way throughout, playing Little League and stuff like that. I heard you shout out some All-Stars a little bit earlier, so obviously went through that circuit. It was pretty cool. I played for travel ball 1 year. I just played 16U with a team that no longer exists, but it was the Delaware Demolition. Shout out to my guys there.
Okay.
I'm sure some of them are listening right now. And then I actually kind of just pursued my baseball career a little bit off the field a little bit. So I went to Towson University.
Okay.
I played some club ball while I was there. Nothing too crazy. I just kind of really more focused on my career. Got my degree in sport management. Did a lot of things where I worked with the Orioles. I worked with the Baltimore Ravens. I actually got to work at the Little League World Series once.
Nice.
That was really cool. Baseball factory. Did some scouting stuff too. I kind of did a lot of everything that I could. And then when I came back home, that's when someone reached out to me and was like, hey, would you be interested in working in travel ball? And I was like, I need a real job. And that's when I got connected with Dave, and he actually called me the next day. And here I am at 2 o'clock talking to this guy. And he basically was like, well, I don't even know you, but everything I've heard about you, I already love you. So fast forward now, seven, going on about to be 8 years later. Here I am. Here's my guys I got with me today. It's been a crazy ride, but I will tell everybody this too. A lot of work's gone into everything that I do as a coach and everything that I do with my teams individually. And so my first year, Cooperstown, not the best. That was our 12U Beach team. And we have a nice little 0-7. Not the best. My boys are chuckling behind me here, but so it was kind of a wild ride to be your second trip to Cooperstown ever. And I just had a good group of boys behind me, good group of coaches behind me, and we actually ended up going all the way to the championship game, which was pretty surreal.
Wow.
Surreal.
Well, we're gonna get into that, but as far as like you, moving from Berlin and Bishopville, then Aces expanded. And now you're upstate. So tell us about, like, as far for people who don't know, because there's Aces upstate and then there's Aces North, right?
Yeah, so it's actually really cool. There's a really big community of us everywhere. I mean, pretty sure nowadays you can kind of go out into the town and you'll see someone wearing some Aces stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Well, we go down to Florida. I think one time we were at Disney one time and saw somebody with a Delmarva Aces hat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can go everywhere and find Aces somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. This year we had 53 teams. So when we first made our move to the north, we had a small little facility in Felton, Delaware. That was kind of my goal. We started the north with three teams. The next year we went to five teams, and then we ended up actually acquiring a program up north, and we moved into that building in Middletown, yeah. Delaware. And then it went from I think the first year was like 17 to now we've had 23 teams up there. Wow. This year, all from 7U. We have a Little Aces program and all the way up to 18U, and some exciting things to come. Kind of talking a little bit about your showcase you were talking about. We're looking to bring some of that up north. Current conversations are happening on that, but it's been a really big growth process, and we're just trying to replicate everything that my boss, Dave Wiggum, has kind of instilled into the program, into the community. I try and replicate it, and I try and make it, put our own little twist on it up north. So,
well, I will say, you know, congratulations on, you know, him, you know, promoting you, moving you up north, and, you know, kind of running that facility and all that. But I will say, we definitely miss you down at the Bishopville area. Shout out to Bryce, who, you know, is like the new program manager down there, Bryce Messick. He's great. You know, before Bryce, though, was you, and, you know, we definitely miss you as well. So
I appreciate that. I think they're holding it down for sure.
Bryce, yeah, they Bryce are. Yeah, absolutely. We love Bryce as well. So here we are. You now are the head coach of the 12U Upstate team. You guys recently went to Cooperstown. Tell us, like, the significance of Cooperstown. I remember, like, you know, because my Bryce is DCP now, and he's older, 15U. But before, when he was in 8, 9, 10, 11U, all we kept hearing about was, oh, Cooperstown, Cooperstown, Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. Tell us, for people who don't know, like, what is Cooperstown and why is it so, like, significant and important that teams, like, I mean, they go, like, 2 years raising money to try to get their team to go to this special tournament. Tell us about the tournament.
Yeah, so Cooperstown Dreams Park is the one that we went to, and really is kind of like a dream, you know. So we spent a lot of really big shout out to our team parents there. I know they're probably outside listening to their vehicles right now. Very supportive all year long, and they've put a lot of fundraising efforts into what we had done here.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, it's really expensive to go. I mean, you're looking at anywhere from, with all the expenses, like $20,000 to $30,000.
Wow.
for one tournament.
Wow.
Yeah, for one tournament. And to be honest, it's really all about the experience, and it just so happened for us that we were able to take that experience and actually kind of make a good run at it. It's as far as the whole experience goes, they have 24 baseball fields. They're wall to wall in plywood, so it's kind of like you're inside of like a box.
Yeah,
they have their own like parent dugout, so then they seclude the parents from the players, which is a pretty neat experience, and it really does kind of feel like a big league experience. And also too, I mean, we had to stay on campus, so we had to stay in the All-Star Village there.
And then that's like a thing that Cooperstown does. Like, when yeah. you guys go, like, normally when you guys would go to like a regular tournament, you know, everybody gets the hotel and you guys, you know, go to the fields at the different times, and, you know, sometimes the team stays together at the same hotel and whatever, and the parents go. But when you go to Cooperstown, like, the team has to stay together, and then the parents go off to their hotel, right? Is that how?
Yeah, very unique experience with that.
Yeah.
in itself. I mean, we were in a bunk. Basically, it's just four walls and a couple bunk beds in there.
Yeah.
And
but you get like that whole like experience, right?
Yeah. I mean, me and these boys, we've got a lifelong of inside jokes that we shared. all of us do, honestly.
Bet.
Yeah, they're trying to get me to say 6-7 right now. But yeah, that was a big one. Shout out to my man Coach John for tiring that one out a little bit, because by the end they were telling him to stop, which was really funny. So that was really just the experience, just being with them every single day. It was about a 5-day venture. I mean, we went to a museum together. We went around the town together. Super neat experience. And like I said, we were kind of forced to kind of live with each other for a little bit. So,
wow.
Yeah, that really brings you close as a team. I mean, there's not much else you could do with that. But we had a really good experience. I mean, really just staying on campus and eating their food and trying to avoid eating their food. That's another thing too.
I was going to say, how was the food?
Cafeteria style.
Nice.
Yeah. So, we avoided as much as possible.
5-0 in pool play, outscoring opponents 83-1. 9-1 total record, outscoring opponents 136-51. You played against teams from Florida, Texas, California, Utah, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, and Maryland. I mean, incredible. Amazing. So where did you find this team? I mean, well, gosh, you guys are something.
Well, yeah. So out of the Middletown facility, basically I've just kind of been using my resources to put this team together. But they kind of started when they were 9U. Wow. So they came to me where I was working first year in the North. I was working academy, and I kind of saw a lot of special talent with these kids. And some different teams kind of came together, and here we are now at 12U. So my kids kind of range anywhere from Milford, Delaware, up to Newark, Delaware. So it's probably like an hour 15 between the furthest north and the furthest south. And we all just get together in little old Middletown, Delaware. And it took a lot of effort, you know. It took a lot of roster management to get to where we were. And obviously did really well, but I always tell them, still not good enough. So we got to keep moving. And I think the run we made at Cooperstown was pretty legendary, but I think the boys are always ready to get back and keep playing hard for each other.
So when's your next tournament?
So right now we're looking to see if we can get in some local ones, just because, as we talked about right now, we've won quite a few games. So we're going to try and see if we can chase that all-time win record. So we're going to do some local ones as kind of like a last hurrah on the small field.
Wow.
Bill, I know you and I were talking the difference between moving from 12U to 13U. Obviously, yes. the field size changes. So that's one thing, too. I want them to have a little hurrah, finish out their 12U season, and kind of go out with a little bit of a bang. I mean, I know we already kind of did go out with a bang, but I think they're still hungry to kind of keep playing. So.
Yeah. Well, so you brought your assistant coaches as well. You want to introduce them? We can bring them up here real quick.
Absolutely. These guys were the backbone to what we did. So first on the mic right here, we got Jim McFadden.
All right, here we go. Yay! Coach Jim.
How we doing?
Yeah. Good morning. So tell us about, your experience with the Delmarva Aces, and just real quick, and, you know, the upstate team.
It's been nothing but fun with these guys. We went through a lot of ups and downs, especially now when we started when we were younger. It was not, you know, what I thought was going to happen with these group of guys, but with all the coaches, Coach Chase, Coach Dave, and Coach John, who's not here. We improved. I think we improved, like, our win total between the years 6 or 7 different times.
Wow.
So I think it's been really good.
And how was your experience at Cooperstown?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. The food wasn't, you know, like Coach Shea says, wasn't that good, but, like, a lot of great things happened. I don't want to brag, but I was able to see my son hit his first home run, so that was good. That was good.
Who's your son?
Cole McFadden.
Colton, yeah, very good, very good.
Another guy had his first home run too, which was Trent Frye, which was crazy.
Yeah. Very good. And had their first home run at Cooperstown.
They actually went amazing. They actually went back to back, which is even cooler.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, that's like the Phillies.
That was a pretty cool experience.
Man, that is awesome.
I'm glad we were able to experience with each other. So,
is this, you know, like, how long has he played travel ball, your son?
Since he was 8.
Is this what you imagine travel ball would be? I mean, like, as of now that you're, you know, going to Cooperstown?
It's almost like a gift and a curse, because it's like, oh, my God, we have no weekends, no money.
But honestly,
these guys, I love all these kids, like, yes, my own. So right. It's like the camaraderie.
It's like a lifestyle.
It really is, honestly. And people, you know, travel ball gets like a bad name a lot of times, but the bond that we created at Cooperstown is like nothing else.
Right. I know.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
We couldn't do it without this guy either behind me, so I want him to get some airtime.
Bring him on over. Yeah.
Of course.
Coach, welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, very good. Thank you so much for coming in. Tell us about your experience at Cooperstown and with the Delmarva Aces and Coach Chase.
So I make a joke that it's as close to prison as you're going to get. With the living in close quarters, the showering in one big room together, wearing a bathing suit, and it's it definitely brings you closer together with the boys.
Yeah.
When you're eating together, you're living together, traveling around the complex together.
Yes.
It's, you get tight-knit.
And who's your son?
Spencer Christ.
All right, very good. So when did he start playing travel ball?
9 years old.
Nine. Is this what you thought travel ball would be?
I have an older son in the program, Philip Christ.
Very good.
So I knew what it was coming in.
Yeah.
It's just having two of them in the program now, like Jimmy said, the money just flies out of your pocket with the hotels and the food and everything else.
But time and money is gone.
It's gone. Your weekends are over.
Yeah.
Like it's done. But it's worth it to see him on the field working hard, getting better.
I always say, people say, they're gone. But they are here because this is how you're spending them, So that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Is this like the goal? Are you guys going to continue to play travel ball all the way, trying to get through college and get into DCP and all that?
That's the goal. At a young age, my kids and all the kids in here, they expressed interest in college baseball and playing at a higher level.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Chase, you want to bring on some of the boys and we'll talk to them?
Yeah, let me introduce these boys real quick.
Okay.
So just go around the room right now. Okay. We got Colton Webb, number 98.
Very good.
Derek DeMaceo, number 2.
Yes.
Trent Fry, number 8. Grayson Sneed, number 9. We got Cole McFadden, number 3.
Hey.
Spencer Christ, number 22.
Very good.
Jace Crispin, number 16. Evan Donahue, number 27.
Yes.
Mark Pace, number 20. Grayson Voschel, number 99. Owen Nelson, number 19. Brooks Szymanski, number 5. And then Zaire Wise, number 1.
Yeah, there you go. So let's see here. Let's bring on, Colton Webb real quick. Can you come over to the mic? Yeah, you want to come over to the mic real quick? All right, so... What's up, bro?
What's up?
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
How was Cooperstown? Tell us about it.
Fun. Not fun with the boys.
How was it all staying together?
They fart too much.
Yes. So, home run derby winner?
Yeah.
Tell us about it, man. How did it feel?
Didn't feel good going 0-for-5. In the first, second round.
Right.
Then my last five, I went 5-for-5. And.
Well, you just get mad and just start.
I don't know.
Just start going nuts. Yeah, start hitting bombs.
Yeah. Pitching machine was really slow.
Yeah. Very good.
I asked him, I said, what kind of bat did you use? He let me know. He gave me the inside scoop.
Yeah, what kind of bat? Well, what kind of bat you use?
The Home Run Derby, they give you a bat.
Okay.
And it was like a Cat X.
Okay.
And it didn't have my size, and I had to use a lighter bat.
Right.
And it was hard for me to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because I usually swing a 32-drop-5, but it was like a 32-drop-8.
How is it? Like, I remember going, when my son was younger, moving from drop 10 to drop 8 to drop 5, you like swinging. Which one do you like swinging the best?
Drop 5.
Drop 5. Okay. Very good. So, you trying to hit some more home runs coming up in the next few tournaments?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. You want to say hi to anybody since you're on the radio? You want to give a shout out to anybody?
I really know, but
all right, I
shout out my dad.
Yeah,
he took me a far way. I started when I was 1.5 hitting off a tee. My dad's helped me all the way, and I started when I was 6 playing with a different team than this. And I hit my first home run when I was like 6.
Shut up,
Coach Young.
Very good. Shouting out your dad. I like it. Well, look, congratulations on all your success. And, I know you guys are going to have a great rest of the year. So, congratulations. Very good. Chase, you want to bring up somebody else?
Yeah, so Colton, that was actually a lot better than I thought he would do. just to highlight too, Colton, actually, we were in Cooperstown, went 20 for 22 with 10 home runs during the entire tournament. That was within 10 games, and actually probably intentionally walked more than that. So
wow.
It was pretty impressive. He had a really good week there, and he kept humble the whole time, stuck to his job, and did what he had to do for the boys. But let's rewind a little bit, so I'll paint the picture for everybody. So here we are. We are in the round of 32, which was pretty intense. Here we are coming in at the number one seed, and we were playing the 68 seed team out of Texas. So when we matched up with them, we had probably, I'm not even going to exaggerate, maybe like 400 or 500 people out like on the hill watching us play.
Yeah.
So wow. It got late too. We were in a weather delay, so I don't even think we got done until like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And so here we are. We're fighting along right now. We go into the bottom of the seventh. We're in extra innings, and they just put two up on us. So we start the inning off where Colton is leadoff batter, and it's kind of weird. They walked Colton, intentionally walked him. That wasn't the weird part, but usually in baseball you don't intentionally walk and have the go ahead run come up to the plate, and he did. Coming into the bottom of the seventh, Grayson Voschel came up, and I'm going to bring him to the mic right now.
Hey. How do y'all feel when another team like intentionally walks you guys? Isn't that like, don't y'all are like, boo, let him hit. Yeah.
The crazy thing was they like all booed Colton. And then I was just up and I hit a home run.
There you go. Congratulations. Yeah. How did that feel?
It felt good, but it didn't win the game. So we still had to like get more to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what happened next?
Well, we went to the eighth inning,
okay.
And then Brooke Szymanski got up,
yep.
And he hit a walk-off.
Wow. Woo! Wow. Where's Brooks at? Brooks, you come over here too, man.
Yeah, come on, Brooks.
Yeah, come on over.
Come on, Brooks.
Very good. So you hit the walk-off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
It was good. It was a rough moment. It was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't come up there thinking I was about to hit a home run, but... It was really nice in the moment.
You had all them people watching you. Were you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah. Now, when you go out there, and, you guys are down or whatever, and you're like, all right, I'm up, like, and you have all these people watching, are you just, like, just calm and cool, or are you like, I got to do this?
Well, I wanted that moment, so it was a little nerve-wracking because the pitch before I hit a foul ball barely got foul, hit the top of the fence.
Yeah.
And next pitch, I was able to signal a fastball, and he threw it down the middle, and I was able to get a barrel on it.
Man, that's great. Do you think, like when, that you're standing up there, you're like, please, I got to do this, come on.
Not really, but my mentality going into that bat is like, this is my moment,
and
I was able to take advantage of that.
I love it. Well, congratulations, guys. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Chase, who else we got? Anybody else you want to bring up to the mic here?
Yeah, absolutely. Those boys did a good job just then. That was a pretty special moment. Brooks ended up walking that off. And just a little backstory here, too. During that moment in that game, the boys all know that Brooks' dad passed away last year. And when that during that game... my assistant coach John looked at me and goes, Brooks just referenced it, that foul ball, it literally just went like an inch foul.
Wow.
And he looked at me and goes, I think Andy pushed that ball foul for us. So our Angels were in the outfield that day, and then the very next pitch, Brooks went yard. And pretty unique moment. What was kind of wild was these boys were just so drained in that game where they were actually like showing a lot of their emotions before the game was even over because they wanted it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's the side of the competitive nature they have. And really, really cool moment. And I know for a fact, if Andy was there watching, we'd be hearing him say, "Let's go, kid."
Yeah.
That was just always his thing that he always said. And like I said, together we're Szymanski strong. So, we've definitely dealt with a lot of adversity there. And Brooks came up in a special moment, and it worked out for him.
Wow.
Talk about another situation here. I hate to kind of bring this stuff up, but again, I kind of think that it just shows just the kind of true grit that this team has.
Mm-hmm.
So my man Mark Pace Jr., he just lost his dad not too long ago. I hate to bring that up right beforehand, but I think he's strong enough to come up here and say something about his performance. So going into, we played against Tennessee. We knew that they were going to be one of our better matches, and we put up a good effort just then. And Mark Pays Jr. had himself a day. You want to talk about that performance there, Mark?
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Well, welcome. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Tell us about the experience, man.
So what was the team's name? The Diamond Bulls.
Okay.
They had a starter. He was throwing, like, pretty hard. I was kind of nervous because it was, like, bases loaded.
Right.
And then just first pitch fastball, and I threw it, like, right down the middle.
Yeah.
I just hit a home run off of it.
Wow. Incredible. Ooh. Yeah, that was, yeah, absolutely, your dad.
I had three home runs that game.
Wow.
God.
Man, that was awesome. So how was the whole experience being in Cooperstown?
I mean, it was really fun, but, like, the beds were, like, kind of bad. Especially because I was with all my teammates, it was, like, hard to sleep because we were just talking and laughing all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet.
Was Coach Chase keeping you up? He was probably the one talking. No. No, he wasn't?
We were keeping him up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's an old man. He was probably just falling asleep, huh? Very good. So are you looking forward to, you know, continuing to play? And, you know, what's the goal? You want to continue on and playing college and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. I
mean, probably just, like, pay for school and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, get a scholarship.
And where do you go to school?
Christ the Teacher.
Wow, nice. Nice, nice. Well, look, congratulations on everything. You know, I know you've been through a lot, and, you know, I know you're going to have a great year coming. Stick with Coach Chase, stick with the Aces, and, you know, you'll do well all the way through. I know you know, that's the whole goal of the Delmarva Aces, is to put you guys up through college. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, very good. Very good. So, man, I mean, just some heartfelt stories, man. I mean, your team is just, like, been through, you know, a lot, and, you know, overcome so much, and what you guys did is just nothing short of amazing up in Cooperstown.
Yeah, seriously, and honestly, the way they're handling this mic right now is pretty shows how clutch they were in games too. So it's definitely transferred.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Well, look, Coach Chase, again, congratulations on all your success with the Delmarva Aces. Congratulations on Cooperstown. What's the goal moving forward for this team? I know you said you had some local tournaments coming up, but, like, where would you like to see this team, you know, in the next couple of years? Are there any other tournaments that, you know, you really, you know, are looking forward to taking these guys on? Are you guys planning to stick together? Are you planning to stay with the team? Like, how, you know, what are your goals? Because I know when you have a team, like, special like this, you don't want to, like, you don't want them to split up. I know it's almost like stuff happens as they get older. I know from year to year, you know, especially with my son playing all the way since 7U, I know, you know, things change as they get older, and, you know, people switch up and go different places and, you know, whatever. But as far, when you have a special team like this, you want to hold them together as long as possible. What's your goals for this specific team?
Yeah, absolutely. This really has become a family, you know. So I do coach in college, so my goal specifically for this team is to kind of get them to that level, you know. Ultimately, that's the end of the goal. With your son, Bryce, he's in our showcase program for a reason, to be able to get that scholarship one day and play at the next level. And that's kind of my goal with these guys, especially moving to the big field next year. I just want to get them acclimated to it, comfortable, and give them the opportunity to be able to kind of take their talents to the next level. I think all 13 of my guys on this team have the opportunity to do something special with their baseball career. And if they don't, that's fine, too. You know, we're kind of building something, like I said, like a family atmosphere, and we're following each other all the way through. My goal, we do have a tournament that we'll be able to pick up kind of in the fall. We actually won a tournament down south earlier this year. It was called Shipyard. They did, like, a Top Gun event, Top 40 event, and we ended up winning that, and they gave us a free bid. So we'll be able to go to a free tournament down in North Carolina and compete again.
And isn't Shipyard cool?
Shipyard's awesome.
Shipyard great? Amazing. Yeah, we love Shipyard.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, it's a really cool experience. It's literally baseball fields on an island.
It's right outside of Charleston.
Yes, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's amazing. And, so we'll be able to go back down there and compete on the big field there, which I think will be pretty cool. And like I said, too, we'll definitely have a healthy mix of some tournaments. And ultimately, my goal is to make sure that every single one of these kids have an opportunity to play, obviously, in their middle school, their high school, and then also, too, hopefully get all these boys ready for DCP when that time comes, too.
And this is real? Like, you guys, I mean, obviously it is, but you guys have won Shipyard, Diamond Nation, MSI, Eastern Shore Tournament base. You guys have won all that?
Yeah.
And second place in Cooperstown?
Yeah.
Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
Coach Chase, what are you doing?
Yeah, we've been doing really well. There was only one tournament this year that we did not make the championship game. But yeah. I want to go backwards just a second. Shout out to my man, Zach Wise. I know he's listening right now on his trip. He kind of came to me at 10U and goes, man, when are we going to get ours? You know, like, when are we going to get into that final game? And it started clicking for us. We were down in Gettysburg, and we ended up playing in a good tournament. Won that one, and then the very next weekend we won Ripken, and that was in 10U. And then 11U last year, we saw a lot of success on the field, a lot of success off the field with this group. And then I don't know what happened to these boys, but going into the 12U season, they played with something special. It kind of reverts back to when we were all together, and I told them, I said, guys, we got a lot more to play for this year than just ourselves in baseball. You know, we got a lot of people rooting us on, and it kind of showed. And the nice thing was, we were actually able to be on like a national stage there at Cooper. I mean, not gonna lie, these kids were famous. I mean, I'm glad that you're giving us the opportunity to do this, because you get to kind of extend their experience here. So they actually were. Well, we were at Cooperstown. I mean, there was literally kids coming up to our clubhouse saying, hey, can I get your autograph? Aww. And we had some guys, Colton was taking pictures with grown men walking around. Hey, yeah. You know, you're really good. I want a picture with you. And he's like, sure. During that too, you know, they were signing baseballs for kids. They were people were shouting us out. It was a really cool experience, and it was just something really sweet for these guys. And I told them, I was like, hey, you guys are rock stars. We had people walking around Cooperstown literally shouting us out by name. We're like, how do they know us? And I told them, I was like, you guys are legit. That's how it is.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. But man, look, hey, look, I'm going to get with Coach Chase later, but I definitely want all you guys' autographs. Okay. All right. So, and Chase is a sports collector, so you got to get their autographs on a picture.
Yeah, I have first thing we did when we got there, I said, I need you guys to sign this Cooperstown ball for me, and they did. So that's going to stay with me forever.
That's awesome. Good. That's awesome. Well, look, Coach Chase, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been great. Boys, Coach, thanks for coming in as well. Boys, thanks for coming in. You know, congratulations, not only on Cooperstown, but all these tournaments. I can't believe it. You got a great coach. You got a great organization. You got a great thing going. So, stick with Coach Chase. So, again, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Chase, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us. This is awesome.
And for real, anytime. Yeah. Like once you guys start winning, the rest of your tournaments, call me back. Bring them back in.
Hey, you boys hear that?
Yeah. This is not your only time here, guys.
We got some high standards. So
absolutely. We'll live up to them. It's 8:55. It's a Bill and Jessica show.